T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All the feels, hallelujah. Jeff and Jen Show gon' give it to ya. Jeff and Jen Show gon' give it to ya. All the feels, hallelujah.
The world's got enough real scandal going on already, right? So let's bring you the good news stories, help you believe in human kindness and thinking of others first. And I'm going to take you right in the heart of Atlanta for this one. It was a radical, crazy idea from one Atlanta man. His name is Sanjay Patel, and he loves playing soccer. And he was, you know, traveling around the city trying to figure out, like, why can't I find a pickup soccer game? Like, everything's very organized. He needed a car to drive to it and be able to do a soccer game. But in a lot of other cities, you can just go find a pickup game somewhere. Well, he wasn't alone in his experience of trying to find it. He realized that kids were also having a really tough time just playing pickup soccer games. They had to have transportation. They had to have money to sign up for all the organized sports leagues. So he was like, wait a second, I think I can do something about this. So he had been volunteering with Soccer in the Streets. And while he was doing that, he made a discovery that the Atlanta MARTA stations were always adjacent to giant parking lots. And those parking lots were created from like this 1970s plan of a park and ride policy. It never really took off. So there's a whole bunch of empty parking lots that are barely being used for what they were intended for. So he thought, what if we convert some of these pieces of land into soccer fields? Then we use the MARTA train station as a network for people and kids to get to pick up soccer games. Well, that's exactly what happened with Station Soccer. It's a collaboration driven by this man, Sanjay Patel, Soccer in the Streets, and also the MLS club here, Atlanta United. So they have the first ever soccer pitch built within the downtown Five Points station, where you can just take a train and go do a pickup soccer game. The soccer games are free for kids in Atlanta. And then for the adults, you have to like chip in some money, and all that money goes back to fund more kids' games.
That's awesome.
And by the end of this year, they're going to open 2 more of them at the West End MARTA station. And they plan to do it all around the city, so kids no longer need money or cars to get to go play soccer.
So cool.
How awesome is that? So we see you, Sanjay. That's awesome. so awesome.
I love that Atlanta is a soccer city. It makes me so happy.
Yes.
Okay, so if you haven't heard the name Luke Terry, I'm about to blow you away. You're going to be telling your friends about this. There's a video that you can watch too. But Luke is a 15-year-old who is a catcher for his baseball team. But there's a catch about Luke. He only has one arm.
Oh, so wow. Yeah,
imagine trying to play baseball with one arm.
One arm.
Right. So you try and think of it in your head, and you're like, how does he do this? Well, when you watch the video, you'll see that the way he plays baseball is fascinating. He takes his glove off by like doing this flip motion. And while his glove is flipping in the air, he catches the ball out of the glove and then throws it.
Amazing.
It's unreal. So the video of him playing catcher has gone completely viral. It's so, so cool. And then he even says why he's passionate about baseball and why he doesn't like the word can't, and he doesn't like to hear people say that. So if you're passionate about something and you're struggling right now, I think these words are going to sing to you. So here's Luke. Well, maybe not.
I've been playing baseball since I was 4 years old. And I've just always liked it. My parents and grandparents, they've all grown up playing it. Just always had a passion for it. I've always said, go out there and give it 100% all the time. Like, never give up. There's, like, no quit. Like, never say can't. Like, I don't like that word, can't. Like, people make all the excuses all the time. Like, I can't do this because of this. And I'm like, don't say that. Just go out there and do it. Just try it.
He's caught the attention of so many former MLB players, and Jerry Harrison Jr. said, it's not just a baseball thing for Luke. This kid won't allow any type of circumstance to derail his dream. People use the no excuses quote, but Luke lives it.
That's incredible.
Such a cool story.
Oh, man.
If you are a longtime Atlantan, you remember the radio station 99X.
Yeah.
And the morning show Barnes, Leslie, and Jimmy, and there's a guy in that show named Rich Shirtlieb. Right. And then he went on to do a radio show with Fred Toucher called Toucher and Rich. And they took the show to Boston, and they're sports. They're mega stars in the sports radio world in Boston. They're huge. But behind the scenes, Rich's wife, Mary, has been dealing with leukemia.
Oh, wow.
Almost the whole time they've been up in Boston. So she was diagnosed several years ago. She had, I believe, two relapses. And it's just been tough. You know
tough
the
battle.
Struggle
yeah,
being a family, a cancer family. So she has beaten it actually three times. It's called AML. And despite this illness, she wanted to do something to raise money for charity. Well, if you're in Boston, you want to raise money for charity, and you've got the access to promote it on a radio station, you run the Boston Marathon. And you try to get people to donate money.
So Rich ran it or Mary ran it?
Mary ran it.
Wow.
Yes. So she ran the Boston Marathon, and her goal was to raise $15,000 for charity. Here's the problem. She got to mile 15 of 26, was shaking uncontrollably, starting to show signs of hypothermia. Had to
Oh, that's right, because it was so rainy and windy during
30 degrees
it.
At the start,
yes.
I believe. Rain. So she stops off, I think, at a Dunkin' Donuts, if I remember the story correctly. She was inside of the Dunkin' Donuts. She tries to warm up. The doctors are saying, I don't think you should keep doing this. Rich comes to meet her there, brings her dry clothes. They sit there for 1 hour, 2 hours, 4 hours. She warms up. She changes her clothes, and then Mary gets back out on the Boston Marathon course with Rich by her side, and they run together the last 11 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
They cross the finish line at 12:18 a.m., 13 hours after she started, side by side. Her $15,000 goal, she more than doubled it. She raised $40,000 for charity.
Amazing. That is so incredible and just the epitome of never give up.
We're going to put the pictures of her and Rich crossing the finish line together. And if you would like to donate, we'll put the links up and you can make a donation to our radio colleague and former Atlantan, Rich Shirtlieb, and his wife, Mary. Great people doing awesome things up in Boston.
All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. Jeff and Jen show gon' give it to ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.